This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
After the hour, or close to it, on Wednesday, September the 1st, flip that calendar over and think about the rest of the year. Think about the day. Think about the next few minutes, if you will. What are you doing today? What are you doing with what you have? We all have talent here. Jennifer does. Victoria does. Jay does. I'd like to think I have a little, at least some assets in certain areas, certain fields. We've developed these. And I wonder what you have developed. What talents do you have? We certainly don't all have the same talents, and we're not supposed to have the same talents. You maybe have a combination of talents that makes you unique. Think about those as you go through the day. What makes you better than, and I don't mean better in the obstreperous term, I mean just what are you good at, what are you better at than somebody else? And develop and keep those skills. My niece is somebody who I have great respect. I love my the nieces, they're all very interesting, very, very accomplished, good kids. Kelsey is my sister Nancy's daughter, and she is a brain. What we used to call in school, a brainiac. She works for some company. It's a digital, as near as I can tell, it's a company that specializes in creating things, objects that make life better. Now, I don't know what, other than that, I don't know what the heck she does. But I know that she has degrees in quantum physics and all that kind of stuff. And she can figure out the answer to most problems. And she just is, she's amazing how she can do that. And I think there are people who have skill sets. No, it doesn't make any difference what they are. I'm just calling attention to hers because it's one thing that we were talking about this weekend. We all have a skill set. Whatever it is that you do that you're really good at, make sure that you keep yourself up to date on whatever it is that you're doing so you can continue to be the best of the best. Okay? Can you do that? Question from all of those of us who are looking at this situation in Afghanistan. What is going to become of all the military equipment left behind? I heard all kinds of numbers and this, that, and the other thing. $83 billion in equipment apparently is on the ground right now. This is a Reuters report today.
I don't understand what? This. I don't know how you can leave it behind. And I would have said the same thing if it was Trump in office. Trump has said that he would have blown it up if they couldn't have taken it. He would have taken what they could, and he would have kind of bombed everything that he couldn't take with him, which to me seems a lot better than just handing people over all of this equipment.
Yeah, but a lot of that equipment, though, and I think it was someone from the Pentagon was talking about it and breaking it down, a lot of that equipment is not operable. And so if they left
they disabled
some of the stuff, but
here's the thing. They've got Russian and Chinese contractors that are already in the country that are going to try to make this operable. What they're saying, like with the helicopters, well, they can still fly. There's still helicopters, but we disabled X, Y, and Z that make it so fantastic. We're still handing them over a lot of equipment. And the optics on this, I go back to that word again, where you have members of the Taliban who are wearing American servicemen's uniforms. What are we thinking? What does that say to the rest of the world? What does that say to the people that don't like our way of life and would like to blow us up? I mean, this is a country that doesn't value women, doesn't value gay people, doesn't have any use for those people, and they're walking around
not
in
value,
our uniforms.
They kill them. So
exactly.
there are 2,000 armored vehicles. There are 40 aircraft. Most of them are Black Hawk helicopters, and the Taliban has seized them. Each one of these things costs $20 million apiece. We also have what they call a Super Tucano aircraft, attack aircraft. I don't know what that is, but there are some in not only in Afghanistan, but Uzbekistan also has some of them. We pretty much have these sorts of these armaments and this equipment on almost every country in the world, except for China and Russia, places like that. So we've stashed these things here, there, and everywhere. What would be so difficult? We've taken a week or two or three or whatever it is to get out. So why don't we just fly them out to some place instead of just leaving them there? Or why don't we drive the armored vehicles out? What are we leaving them there for?
And stupid people who try to stop us.
Yeah.
Well, I think driving them out, I think that that creates, you know, and this has been happening for 20 years in Afghanistan, you know, driving them out, like Jen had mentioned earlier today, the roads, it's not exactly like you just hop on the freeway and you drive to the next
city.
No,
but I'm talking about
it's
tanks.
That's a treacherous,
jeeps.
You know, drive out with American personnel, too.
They can get them out.
Being
they
under
can
attack.
Get that stuff out.
Well, I'm just saying, I think that there are probably two sides
saying.
To that.
Yeah. Well, anyway, the Senate has passed a bill which expands assistance for Americans returning from Afghanistan. What does that mean? What is this $10 million for what? What are we, we're repatriating these people?
Not every person's getting $10 million. Yes, it's repatriation and the fees and all that stuff that's associated with that. I forget how much it is, but I think it's a couple thousand dollars or more than that. And where they're going to move and down payments on, you know, if they're going to rent an apartment or whatever. I mean, I think that we owe that to the people who've served in Afghanistan. Why not?
Well, I have no argument
against
this. For one position or another. I'm just wondering what's in this bill, spending more money. Every time we turn around, we're spending more money for this and more money for that. Why can't we take that money out of the Defense Department budget? Why can't we take it out of the National Institute of whatever we have, whatever department, Homeland Security?
Why can't we take it out of the money? We could have sold that stuff to the Taliban.
Yeah,
we could have taken the money from them. Hey, you want to leave behind our military equipment?
More.
Give
you spend more cash,
us.
More. Speaking of cash, apparently your pal Governor Newsom has a lot of money. He's getting a lot of dough from various sources.
Unions.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And rich, you know.
Yeah, Facebook is a big one. I mean, anybody who says that Facebook is apolitical. Mark Zuckerberg has identified, the way that he donates to people, he donated, I think, $700,000 or close to $1 million using his wife's name to Gavin Newsom's campaign. So, yeah, Gavin Newsom doesn't have any spending limits. Everyone else does, and this is one of these other inequities.
So why would guys like Zuckerberg want to keep Newsom in office? Newsom's an incompetent nincompoop. How's that benefit Google or Facebook? And,
well, because
and
Silicon
Zuckerberg.
Valley always has to sort of choose which politician they want to support, right? Depends on what the policies are. If, you know, right now Facebook is under a lot of scrutiny from all sides. It's not just from, you know, one political party or the other. So, yeah,
it's shared ideology, too. I mean, these big tech companies have showed us who they are. And so it's a shared ideology. It's I'll scratch your back, you scratch mine. I mean, the reason that Anthem Blue Shield, I always get Blue Shield and Blue Cross mixed up. Mm-hmm. But the reason that they've spent so much giving money to Gavin Newsom last time around is so they could get a no-bid contract to be integral in passing out the vaccines during COVID. These people all scratch each other's backs. They're all rewarded in some way. The teachers union fund Newsom because he kept him out of work for a year and a half. There will probably be another school closure if Newsom survives the recall, which it's likely he probably will survive the recall. And so if he does, then the schools will be shut down again. The unions will get what they want. I mean, they see it as a business opportunity. So, I don't know. I mean, it's a question we always have about who funds who. But the thing that I don't think is fair, and I don't think anybody, I think you'd be hard-pressed to explain it, is the fact that an incumbent has no fundraising limitations, has no spending limitations, yet the people running against them do. It's crazy to me that Newsom can raise $50 million and Larry Elder can only raise $9 million based on the limitation. That doesn't seem fair at all.
That's the political reality. It isn't fair, but that's what happens when you have one party that controls the political realities in a state or a town or any place. It's all one way, one-sided. Not a good system, frankly. Let's go back a little bit to the situation. I'm looking at a couple of different things here in terms of I see the word evacuation right away. I think we're going to Afghanistan, but I'm looking in your neck of the woods, Jay, where there's a lot more rain. There are people that have been evacuated and may not see their homes all up and down the Mississippi Valley for months because of the hurricane. And one wonder, you know, there's another FEMA budget. The politicians are trying to add money. So what's in their budget to begin with? Why isn't there money? Why do we have to add money to help the people who have had a problem with a hurricane? Where is the budget? What are they doing with the budget that they have now?
That's a great question. It's like, where is the money going?
Yeah, right. Why do we have to keep adding? What's in the budget? What do you do with the money other than pay people to sit around and screw things up, which is what FEMA is famous for? It's just, that is kind of nuts, frankly. All right, what about vaccine hesitancy here and there? I noticed that the FDA, there's some Google data, FDA approval has gotten more people to get vaccinated. Is that nationally? Do we find pockets still of resistance? Or is
sure.
it just...
But that's just, that's Google data. What they did was they just released that in the days leading up to the FDA's full approval of the Pfizer vaccine, they noticed an increase in people searching for how do I get the vaccine. And then the day that it was actually approved, there was a huge spike in people Googling that. Now, just because people Googled it, it doesn't necessarily mean that that same number of people actually got a vaccine, but mm-hmm. it is indicative of what the trends, you know, of where the trends are. And the numbers do back up that as soon as Pfizer got the full approval, I guess some people were really waiting for that.
Yeah.
And I think there was a, I don't have the stat in front of me, but it was some percentage of an increase, 13% or something like that, that of people who got the shots. Now, right. Of course, it's dropped off because, again,
yeah.
people who wanted to get the shot got it.
Mm-hmm. Jennifer, just a minute before you have to go, the fires, Jack Stockwell was telling us yesterday in Salt Lake City how the air there is just laden with the smoke that's come hundreds of miles from this Caldor fire or whatever the wildfire name is.
Yeah, it's really bad. The whole part of the Lake Tahoe, south of that, the 50,000 people that live in that area have all been evacuated, all having to leave their homes. This is involving two states now because it's right on the border of California and Nevada. So you have both efforts kind of ongoing, and this is massive. It was at 190,000 acres burned, I think, the last time I checked.
Lots.
So, yeah, it's huge.
Okay, and my parting shot to you is, I see the Dodgers have been chosen as the most hated baseball team in America.
It's ridiculous.
No.
They're awesome. It's because they're so good.
You hate us because you ain't us. But
right.
I think the Houston Astros win that award.
You hate us because you ain't us.
I mean, look, the Yankees have dealt with that kind of hate forever, right? But now the Dodgers are on top.
The list,
so.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're on
the
list.
It's the Dodgers, Yankees, and Astros. And the Astros, for obvious reasons,
they deserve it. The Houston Astros are and should be even over the Dodgers and the Yankees. 19 past the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Sounds like music we should be dancing to. I'm not sure why.
Real, love it. I love it.
What is that song? What is that? What
this
is it?
This is actually my husband. It's our wedding song. It's Amber.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
That was your wedding song?
What that was our wedding song.
That's a
bold choice.
It was
our first dance song.
What's it called? I don't know the song.
Amber.
Ah. Okay.
I doubt you would know it, Doug.
No, I don't know it.
Yeah, I don't know that it's on the radar.
No, it's not. But it's cool that it's there. Okay, some of the things that I love doing on the radio, I remember the first time I was on the air in Chattanooga, I delighted in saying, Chattanooga! And I remember the first time that we talked about Bonnaroo, I did the same thing, Victoria, very cleverly went, Bonnaroo! I think I was thinking
very
about
clever cows.
Well, yeah, very clever. Okay, so we'll get into, now that I have introduced the topic, the whole Bonnaroo Music Festival, what's going on with that, we'll find out right after this.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. Whether you want to learn Spanish for future travel plans, French to connect with extended family, or maybe German to land a new job, Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you'll actually use. All you need is 15 minutes a day, and you'll be on your way to confidently speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel is designed by real language experts using a modern conversation-based technique that makes learning fun, engaging, and best of all, memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then sentences gradually get more complex. Soon you're practicing short conversations about real life topics. And with 14 languages to choose from and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll be sure to learn what matters most to you. Babbel, language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
All right, so let's get at this Bonnaroo Music Festival, or maybe not, Jay. It looks like it's
underwater.
Yeah, see you later. Mm-hmm. Where is this? Is it wrapped the road from you? This takes place, right?
Yeah, down the road. It's in Manchester. That's about like 60, 65 miles south. And they have campgrounds. A lot of people will still get hotels in the area and then just rent a car and travel down. And it's a whole weekend thing. It was supposed to kick off tomorrow, and they ended up canceling the whole thing yesterday because it is just flooded. And the kicker is it's going to be a really nice weekend this weekend here. Lower 80s, beautiful weather. It's just, it's not safe.
it's all washed out? Is it flooding still from all that rain you've had?
Yeah, the rain was still... We had a lot of rain prior to Ida making her appearance here, and then Ida dropped a whole bunch of stuff on us, and... A part of me was thinking, had this been 2019, would they have actually canceled? But then again, it's less than 48 hours that they canceled it, and I think maybe it really is because of the flooding.
Yeah.
Because there's people who are already in town. A lot of people are already in town.
What's it known for? What is
the
have
mud.
You ever been?
Yeah. They are famous for the mud, so if you have been hurricane flooding, then, yeah, that's just going to be a disaster.
Totally, yeah. They're calling it waterlogged. One of the big tips for going to Bonnaroo is to wear a great pair of closed-toed shoes that you're not in love with because they will be destroyed after the weekend is over.
It's a farm, right? Isn't it like... when Woodstock was on a farm. So this is on a farm. What kind of farm is it? A dairy farm? Or is there must be
I don't know if it's a
farm.
I know
farm.
A campground. I thought it was like a
it's
campground.
Just campgrounds, yeah.
Oh, it used to be a farm. The trouble with most many farms in America is the past tense, they used to be a farm.
And so it's going to be interesting what they do next year for this because, well, they call it the farm. So they always
but
say,
what
tell
kind
people,
of
you know,
music,
come down to the farm.
What kind of music?
All kinds. There's so much. There's country, there's rock, there's pop, there's DJ, electronic, house music kind of stuff.
Like they the Foo Fighters were one
Foo
of
Fighters
the headliners
supposed
this
to be
year.
There, Lizzo. Lana Del Rey, Janelle Monáe had actually previously pulled out. They were supposed to be there. I think McCartney did it one year. The Weeknd has been there before. The Killers have been there.
Mm. Okay.
It's a great thing.
Like
it's also about art and stuff, too. 28 just music.
8 past the hour.
Are you more than $10,000 in debt? Feel like you're on a never-ending treadmill, staying in one place and never getting ahead with those minimum payments? You feel like there's no way out? Don't let the credit card companies bully you anymore. There are programs in place to help you get free of your debt, and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. The program at Total Financial Freedom can help you get debt-free in months instead of decades. Get off the debt treadmill and stop the harassment. Get free of credit card debt, signature loans, department store cards, internet loans, and medical bills. Call now at 800-208-1312 for free information. For about 10 years, Total Financial Freedom has helped thousands. They're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, too. Get off the endless cycle without having to declare bankruptcy. You'll have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Call Total Financial now at 800-208-1312. That's 800-208-1312.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. Grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Two senior officials at the U.S. Food and Drug Administration's Vaccine Review Office are stepping down for decisions around COVID-19 vaccine authorizations for younger children and booster shots. The retirements of Dr. Marion Gruber and Dr. Philip Krause were announced in an internal email sent Tuesday. The concern is Gruber and Krause publicly prejudged booster shots before all the data had been thoroughly reviewed. Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy on CNN.
I want to be very clear. This plan is pending the FDA conducting an independent evaluation of the safety and effectiveness of the third dose of the Pfizer and Moderna mRNA vaccines.
Japan has put a batch of Moderna COVID-19 vaccine on hold after a foreign substance was found in a vial. Some 3,790 people had already received shots from the batch. The rest of the batch has now been put on hold. Japanese media reports say there is no evidence so far of any health hazards caused by the potentially contaminated vaccine. USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers.
Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
President Biden's leadership of the Afghanistan withdrawal has many on both sides of the aisle questioning his supreme commander ability. Former Pennsylvania Congressman Charlie Dent tells CNN someone needs to be held accountable for the disastrous Afghanistan withdrawal.
Well, I think that there has to be some level of accountability. The evacuation clearly was successful. In many ways, it was extraordinary what our people on the ground did. But the policy that led up to this evacuation was disastrous on a strategic, military, diplomatic, and humanitarian level. I think the president, you know, presented a false choice to the American people. That is, either we end this forever war, everybody out, or a major troop surge. And I don't think that was the choice at all. Yes, we could have maintained an uneasy equilibrium or a very fragile status quo better than the Taliban. But I do think there has to be some level of accountability. Not right now, but over time, I think there should be someone who should probably step down over what happened, because I don't think anybody can say this policy made a lot of sense. And I don't believe for a second that the American people wanted to surrender the whole country to the Taliban on the way out the door. I hear all these polls saying that everybody wants out, but to surrender it to the Taliban and to extremists who may end up developing another base from which to conduct attacks.
Hurricane Ida's remnants will be in central Pennsylvania all the way through parts of southern New England, especially southern Connecticut today, with really heavy rain and some flash flooding. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Now, 34 after the hour, Wednesday, September 1st. Celebrate that with us here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. Today is American Chess Day. A lot of lobbying went on by the United States Chess Federation ladies. Got the attention of President Ford, who recognized the game as one of the games that generate challenge, intellectual stimulation, and enjoyment for citizens of all ages. Do you, either of you, play chess?
I used to. I haven't played it in a while.
Did it help your brain?
The rules. I don't know. I mean, I think it's nice to be able to sort of focus that long, you know, because it can be a lengthy game, and you have to think about your strategy, and you have to always think, you know, two or three moves ahead. So, sure, I could see why it would be beneficial to brain health. Absolutely.
I think it is.
I can see you as a chess player for sure, Victoria.
Yeah, I did too.
I don't know if I have the patience, though. I mean, when I was a kid, I loved it. I don't know that I would have the patience now, but I should definitely, Lewis and I should try figuring it out together. That would be fun.
Yeah, keep your brains from rotting.
Yeah.
We're on the brink of rot anyway.
History records the first chess game in Persia in the year 600. And then around 900 A.D., Muslim chess masters wrote about their techniques in playing chess. And then around 1500, there were more exclusive or involved rules written for the game. more or less what we play today was developed around that time. And then the first chess computer program was written in the 1950s. So what would be the point of playing chess if you're using a computer?
Well, that was Alan Turing, who, you know, famously helped us win the war against the Nazis. He is the one who cracked the code of the German U-boats. So Alan Turing is sort of known as the inventor of the modern computer. And so he, for him at that time to write a program where he played chess against the computer, that was pretty groundbreaking.
Didn't Matthew McConaughey play him in the movie?
No, Benedict Cumberbatch did.
Ah! Okay, right. It's another movie.
Good movie. Really good movie.
Yeah, it was.
Enigma.
Okay,
yeah.
Today is American Family Farmer Day. This is the day that I do the research and talk to people. I do the weekly program. You're actually here on a lot of these same stations, more and more stations. Every week we just got picked up by a couple of state networks that are interested. Certainly I'm interested in farming because I'm a farmer. In addition to being a broadcaster, it's my avocation, as this is my vocation. So every week I spend time with people who are experts in helping folks like me who have a family farm that are trying to survive. Some of us are doing it not necessarily because we are making any money at it. That's not the case with me. I'm doing it because it's a lifestyle and I love it. And it's more frustrating all the time because more government, more suggestions. So I know that Victoria and Jay will go right to some place to check this out. There are, and this started actually in the summer, rumors circulating. It's one of the stories I'm going to do this week on the American Family Farmer. The idea that farmers are being forced to or being paid to destroy their crops. The rumor was started, I'm looking at a TikTok video right now of a fourth generation young woman who is a family farmer. She says that there are plenty of people in her area of Nebraska where the Department of Agriculture has instructed through payments. They're giving payments to farmers to destroy their crops. And one could only wonder what would be behind that. Why would there be, and you can, Jay, see all of this stuff, there's tons of it, all over social media. And I know Snopes has looked at it, trying to figure out what's true and what isn't true. The government will tell you the rumors are not true. I know people who have been paid to not grow crops. But I don't know what the reasoning is. That's it. So the reason, because, frankly, there are plenty of people in the world who are dying of starvation. So if
that begs the question, what crops was this woman reporting?
Beans.
Okay.
Greens, mostly spinach, greens, things that are fundamentally necessary in terms of vitamins and minerals for our body, for our health.
That doesn't make sense.
Well, there are those.
I've seen stories where certain corn crops or like soybeans, things like that, because there's no market to sell them with the trade wars with China. So I've seen different things on Modern Farmer and, you know, the other sites that we use to put
come
together
up with ideas.
The farm
yeah.
show. I've seen that mentioned. But I've never heard it on the family farm level, and I've never heard it with greens. That doesn't make sense.
One other thing, okay, so here's what some of the theorists come up with. The people who are not, these are farmers that don't understand it either, but they're thinking because in the climate change bill, it's not called the climate change bill, but I think it's the omnibus bill that creates infrastructure, and there's a lot of climate change stuff in there. There is a move afoot that, again, we go back to whether even legislators know what they're talking about, because nobody reads these bills because they're hundreds and thousands of pages long. So we leave it to the bureaucrats in the swamp to put these things together. But one of the claims is that part of the bill focusing on climate change, wanting to get rid of things that cows would eat, i.e. greens. Beans, cows eat beans, they eat corn, they eat stuff that will obviously create the ambiance, because they're vegetarians, for them to grow and be good for beef. And because there are these maniacs who keep saying that methane gas from cows is going to ruin the climate or is going to ruin the atmosphere, They really don't know what they're talking about. And I've had a few debates with people. I'm actually going to join a group, Victoria. You'll get a kick out of this. There's a Farmer Speakers Bureau. And this is one of the things that I really want to talk about. There's so much confusion. And, you know, farmers are busy, most of them, at least family farmers, most of the year, especially dairy people, are up before dawn. They work all day. They milk the cows after dark. And they go home and they have dinner and they go to bed and they do the same thing 7 days a week. So they're not looking around to try to figure out what's true and what isn't true. They leave it to the National Farmers Union. They leave it to the American Farm Bureau Federation to figure out what's what. I belong to both of those groups. And believe me, there is reason to believe that there is in farm payments and in there are enhanced reasons, if you will, for not growing certain crops. Is it a direct federal order? I can't find that. But I know there's a philosophy based on climate change and methane and all this other stuff that is trying to discourage. The farm lady that is in this video is in Nebraska. I don't know. It's going on elsewhere.
To kind of play devil's advocate, I could definitely see... You know, we talk a lot about California here on the show, right? I could see California doing that, right?
Yeah.
I can't picture Nebraska.
This is a federal program, though. It's a federal program, not a state by state.
I don't know.
Program.
I feel like we need to dig into this a little more. It's
well,
not fully
I said that it isn't that it isn't all put together, but there's enough info here to lead me to believe that there is. It's kind of like the oil business. You know what's happened? There are. You can follow this, and whether Jay. This is legitimate. I saw something. I've started to look at some of the stuff on TikTok that's a little concerning to me. People who are in the oil areas, the Ohio and Illinois and Indiana, where there are smaller oil wells and farms, they're being hired by the oil companies to drain the tanks. They're like these small 3,000-4,000-gallon tanks that have oil that's been pumped out of the ground in some of these small oil fields and small oil wells. And they take the oil out, they put it in a tank, and they spread it on the roads in their community to create, so they emptied out the oil tank, they created a shortage, or at least that's what the oil companies want you to blow. We don't have enough oil. And there's plenty
so
of oil.
Put it on the road?
They put it on the road.
Drive through it and slide off the road?
No. It's absorbed into the soil or into the asphalt, and therefore it makes, you know, asphalt is basically oil. So it's absorbed into it. And it supposedly protects, and I can attest to this because I use used motor oil for the tractors and trucks on the farm. I put it on all the wood that's exposed, fences, platforms on trailers, that sort of thing. We put oil, used oil on all that stuff every year. It helps protect the wood, and it is also something that will protect the integrity of the asphalt. So whether, you know, but is that being done purposely by the oil companies to keep it looking like we need, well, we're short on oil, we're going to have to up the prices? That's perfectly conceivable to me, frankly.
Well, why wouldn't, if the big oil companies want to claim that they have a shortage, wouldn't they just keep that all in-house and not risk being exposed? That doesn't really add up to me either. And if you're getting stuff from TikTok, whoa, look out.
Well, I just told you that's why I'm asking, because I'm no expert in TikTok. Jay, what do you think?
Well, I'm Googling it right now, and there are actually old articles coming up from like 2017, 2018, calling for an oil crisis in 2020, 2021.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Projecting
so this,
I mean, these are articles from years ago. There's one from 2007 that is even saying the a coming oil shortage in the
artificial.
Early 20s will have us unprepared.
Yeah. Okay. So this is this from the same page where we have discussed this week, bringing it around to what's going on right now, the story about dogs being left in Kabul or in Afghanistan. Is that the same kind of story? Because that appears to not
be
true.
Well, if it needs to be debunked, then yes. If we're in the debunking.
Are we believing the government, or are we believing the men and women who handle the dogs over there, the service dogs?
Well, there are several.
Or some group?
But there are several layers to this. So the Pentagon has come forward saying, and I'm sure this is, you know, this has naturally become a right-wing talking point because everybody was blaming Biden. We left people behind. We left equipment. We left our service dogs, all this stuff. So it turns out there are no service dogs that were left behind. And the Pentagon says, to correct erroneous reports, the U.S. military did not leave any dogs in cages at the international airport there, and to which includes the reported military working dogs. They were not left behind. And the one of the spokespeople from the Defense Department said that was ridiculous for anyone to even start a rumor that we would leave our service dogs behind. Mm-hmm. Now, the picture, there was a picture that our own Jen Horn, we were talking about it yesterday behind the scenes, she saw a picture of a bunch of dogs in cages at the airport. That is separate. Those dogs are part of a crowdfunded charity group that was called Operation Hercules. And those are stray dogs that are being flown out of Kabul. And they had a private plane coming to pick them up. They were not service animals. They were not contracted by the military. They had nothing to do with the U.S. military. The connection was that the U.S. military tried to fly those dogs out. They tried to help get the dogs out as much as possible before we left, before all of our military left. So there is a very big distinction that needs to be made. No, we absolutely did not leave any of our service or military dogs behind, and those dogs in the cages are part of a charity group very similar to the group that Lewis and I, you know, work with when we fly our dogs from Puerto Rico. They're all stray dogs. That's what this group of dogs is as well. They're stray dogs who are going to be flown to other locations to be adopted. That's part of the SPCA International. So there's a lot of debunking. Look, there are so many images. People take one picture of something, they look at one picture, and they think it tells, you know, it tells an entire story, and it doesn't. And there's just no fact-checking anymore, and especially with Afghanistan, with the chaos and everything that's been going on, all I'm seeing is just, it's like Neo dodging bullets in the Matrix. It's just like one false narrative after another. It's hard to even keep up with it all.
There you go.
But we're all dog lovers here, and we are all dog parents, absolutely. And so this was a story at first that, you know, alarmed all of us, and so I'm happy that that was not the case.
All right, I took a shot at the Dodgers. Cam Newton got released by the Patriots.
Yeah.
You see that?
I know. I'm bummed. I really wanted him to have one more year.
Tom Brady, hello, you dummies in Patriot Town.
Not going back there.
No, but he should never have left in the first place.
He's done. 48. Well, and the thing.
Go ahead. With the thing. Finish this out.
Oh, no. I was just going to say they have a rookie replacing him that was only just drafted.
Yeah. Yep. So how come you let Tom Brady go, you bunch of morons, is the question. A lot of people, the Belichick and Kraft hate machine is well oiled and getting more attention. 48 after the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses and automatically adjusts to keep you both effortlessly comfortable. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our Labor Day weekend special where all smart beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Plus free premium delivery ends Labor Day.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now 53 past the hour here on the DJV program. Movie moments are focused on what's playing. I'm going to defer to Victoria. Chuck's not here today. I'm going to refer to Victoria and Jay to find out what their viewing habits are. What are they watching on these various streaming services? Are they watching movies? Are they watching episodic television shows? I watched something with... Well, I'll talk about it in a second. Hold on. Listen to this, and then we'll come back.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
You grab life with both hands. And you grab your bike with both hands. Therefore, bike is life.
Figuratively speaking.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
All right, so let's get into this. This is the DJV program. Chuck Curry normally joins us, but once in a while he has to do something that requires his being not here. So, Victoria, when it comes to making decisions, you and Lewis watch a good deal of episodic television, movies and stuff. How do you decide what you're going to watch? And would you say that you watch more movies on the streaming services or more episodic television shows?
Episodic, for sure.
What would be an example of that? Or two
well,
or three?
We just started watching the new limited series on Hulu with Steve Martin and Martin Short and Selena Gomez.
Oh, that's supposed to be fun. Is it good?
It's fun. Yeah, it's fun. We watched the first two episodes. It's very cute. It's really fun to see everybody together. It's got some really fun cameos. So, yeah, it's like a whodunit. It's cute. We're into that. And then I like you. If it's something like that, like I watched The White Lotus, he only saw one episode, he wasn't really into it.
I loved it.
I really liked The White Lotus. So.
Why do you like it, Jay?
It was just, the characters were great. They were so fascinating. Unpopular opinion, I think Rachel was the problem, not Shane. But it was just one of those, the whole series opens up that you know somebody dies, and then you're kind of wondering who it's going to be throughout the rest of it. But it's all these different people
and it's not who you
at
think,
the same place.
Which is cool.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
All right. So, Jay, do you watch more episodic television than movies on streaming services? What do you watch, and do you have regular TV as well, cable or just streaming services?
Yeah, I have it all. I'm a big avid screen watcher. As far as streaming goes, I think it's pretty half and half. There are quite a few things, TV shows I watch. I am a fan of short series where everything kind of gets wrapped up. And then as far as movies go, we're big with the Marvel Cinematic Universe kind of stuff. We really like that. Or any comedies.
Well, you There's also like the creepy crawly stuff, too. If I remember.
Oh, yeah, the horror stuff.
Yeah.
Totally down for that.
Okay, so now Victoria and I were talking about The King of Harlem, which is on HBO, Forrest Whitaker, and who else did I say was it? Vincent D'Onofrio in a role. Actually, both of the roles, Forrest Whitaker's role and D'Onofrio's, are contrary to type. That is, what you're used to seeing them play is not what you're going to see them play in this. Is that a fair statement? Although neither of you have watched
it. But I trust your opinion on that, for sure.
Right.
Yeah.
It's counter to the type of... It was like Denzel Washington when he was in that movie about Harlem and him. It was kind of the same sort of thing. You're not used to seeing Denzel Washington playing a bad guy. You're not used to seeing D'Onofrio play a bad guy, and he's really gotten heavy. He looks old, whether he did it for the movie or not. He sure doesn't look like he did when he was on Law and Order. That's for sure. And Forrest Whitaker is one of the most fabulous actors I think I've ever seen. I'd go to see anything he's in. Yeah, very good. All right, so there it is, a wrap on what's going on video-wise, DVD-wise, what's going on at home and at the theater. 59 past the hour, courtesy of the DJV.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.